listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
To the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HotChart.com. I am Dave. With me, as always, is my faithful counterbot.
Counterbot?
Counterbot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Evan Peterson.
We are putting the fancy in Fancy Pants Gangsters
tonight.
You think
we ain't? You think we ain't?
Very.
We are at King's Wine Bar in...
What technical neighborhood is this?
It's Kingfield.
Kingfield. That makes sense.
Kingfield neighborhood and just the southern tip of Uptown. I don't even know if you could even classify this as Uptown at this point. We're directly across from Cafe Enya.
Yes.
It's at the corner of...
Where you can sail away. Sail away. Sail away.
Take it back.
No, never. You said sake to me before we started show.
It was not ever recorded.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't matter.
That being said, we're at the corner of 46 and Grand in the Kingfield neighborhood.
We've got Patisserie 42 across
Patisserie 42, Cafe Enya across the street as well. Kind of a moderate neighborhood, I would say. You know, not necessarily low class, but not necessarily upper class either. Kind of just that happy medium.
More commonly referred to as a middle class.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Just saying.
We're back in the wine room.
We are.
Because we again, are putting the fancy in the Fancy Pants Gangsters.
We have napkins on our laps.
Exactly. We're getting romantic all up in
this
bitch. I might start taking some clothes off. That's all I'm saying. And with the amount of alcohol that we've ordered, there's a high possibility.
It is very possible.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Are you tired?
I don't know what it is.
Did you have a big week? You had to shovel your driveway for the first time.
I did have to shovel. Yeah, we were talking about this. Okay, so 2 weeks ago, we did a show outdoors.
Right.
We had light coats on, but it wasn't too bad. Last week, we could have done an outside show. It was probably in the upper 60s when we did the show.
Yeah, it was a little brisk.
Little brisk, but, you know, definitely doable.
We could have toughed it out.
In that time frame, the temperature has dropped 30 degrees.
At least.
And I would say, what, 6 inches of snow?
I got 8.
You got 8? Well, you're on the burbs.
Yeah, I'm on the burbs. We got 8.
Yeah.
And we lost power.
I saw that. That was very funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We are out of that one.
Oh!
I know. It sucks. I saw that. The northern skies and the autumn elixir.
Okay, those ones you have?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do the northern skies then.
Okay, cool.
All
right.
That's all right. Should charge me for what I ordered, since the one I got was $10 more.
That's not the way it works.
I know. It's lame. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yes.
The Arctic tundra.
Yeah, it's like the snow vaults opened.
And it really was. It literally was, you know, not that bad out. And then
it was Friday night, like late Friday night. It was just huge. Like, we were the top story on weather.com. That should tell you something.
It was a torrential snowstorm, you know, if there could be such a thing.
Yeah.
Where it snowed like it's supposed to rain.
Yeah. It was nuts. And it was heavy. It was just, it was like shoveling pudding is really what it was.
Really?
And which sucked. Oh, so, you know, got the house.
Yeah, but you have a small driveway, though. It's not that.
Yes, but apparently I'm responsible for the sidewalk as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is bullshit, but...
Why should she be responsible for the sidewalk?
No, I'm talking us as a unit.
Yeah? You're going to have guests over, like myself.
I don't care. No, I'm talking to the snow. No, I'm talking the sidewalk to, you know, around the
block.
You see, that's the bullshit part.
Yeah. And it states the case for a snowblower, does it not?
No.
Really?
That'd be retarded.
You really want to do that again? You're another snowstorm like that away from a heart attack. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's... For one thing, we don't even have room for it. Even if I wanted one, we don't have room for a snowblower in the garage. You know.
Store that.
We barely have room for the lawnmower.
Well, you bring the lawnmower inside and put it downstairs.
Bring the lawnmower inside?
Yeah, clean it
up.
Did
you hear about the guy in Kentucky that was over a lawnmower dispute, was forced to eat, they cut off and made him eat his own beard?
Awesome.
I'm kind of terrified.
Yeah, they were like, and the guy that they're talking to, it happened in Kentucky, and he's a complete hillbilly. But his buddies had been drinking.
Shocking.
And apparently they're like, we want to buy that lawnmower, and they said they'd give him $250, and he told them that he paid 20 for it, and then I guess they thought that he was making fun of him or something. So then I guess like guns came out and things got crazy, and then they cut his beard off and made him eat it.
All right.
I just saw it today.
Nice. Anyway, that was bizarre. Good story, but
yeah.
Bizarre. Ooh, boy. All right. So but no, I just, it's, it, here's the problem. So, we got the house now.
Right.
So, one of the things we discovered, we don't own a shovel. So, okay. We had to go buy a shovel. And I didn't get the right shovel. I didn't think that was possible, but I got the wrong kind of shovel.
You didn't get one with a metal edge on it, did you?
No, I got the metal edge, but I got a push one.
As opposed to
a scoop. So you just push it forward like a plow.
Right.
Yeah. That's retarded. Who came up with that? That is a terrible idea.
Well, it depends on what you're shoveling.
No.
Like,
no.
Like I have two different application shovels.
Okay.
For the smooth surface, I use the push. For the surface.
Why? What possible advantage does the push have?
Different tools for different applications.
Yes, but different tools for no fucking purpose.
I'm the anti-Alton Brown.
No.
I want one tool for one purpose. I don't want to use...
You're not big into the...
I know.
You're into the unitaskers.
Exactly.
No. I'm not arguing that different applications. I'm saying there's no advantage to a pusher.
There is if you're going on a smooth surface.
What is that surface? What? Because you're not getting rid of it, and it's just getting harder the farther you push.
But if you're using a scooper, it's just getting heavier the more you push in.
No, but if I'm scooping, I can take it out. I can just throw it.
It's unsolvable.
No, it is.
I'm not going to agree with you.
I've solved it.
No, you haven't.
No, because there's...
You're an idiot.
When you're pushing,
your first
it,
time
where
home
can you go?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Where, oh, yes.
And yeah, you're unmarried.
You're a friggin' expert. No, there's no advantage to the pusher at all, because all you're doing, the best you can do is push it off to the sides, and that goal could be better accomplished with the scoop. That's all I'm saying.
So then you got the heavy lifting.
Have you ever pushed a boulder of snow with a fucking push shovel? It's just as hard.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
So you don't care.
Mock my pain.
And your monkey bread.
And my monkey bread. Not a discussion for here. What are we drinking?
I am having a Malbec, and I'm having a... I believe it's the Decero Malbec.
I don't know.
No, I take that back. It is the Don Paula Estate Malbec.
Yes, that's right.
And it's okay.
Okay.
I'm
not a big red guy.
I know you're not.
But
you're welcome to try some if you
think. I'll give it a shot. If you try some of mine.
Should we do the wrap?
We're not wrapping around.
Why not?
Because I don't like you that much.
You just never let me have any fun.
Nope, not at all.
All right, so I'm going to reach over and grab some of yours. Oh, that smells stanky. Yeah, you can keep yours.
Oh, see, this. I think this is delicious.
That's nasty. What did you get?
Just proves I'm a bigger lush than you. I was intrigued. Now, granted, we're at a wine bar, but I was intrigued by their selection of sakes, which I'm a big fan of. I'm not a big heavy like liquor drinker. Like I like rum, I like tequila, but I'm not. I don't drink straight rum,
right?
Unless I'm having a really bad day, you know. But sake is the only kind of liquor that I'll drink straight.
Okay.
And what I got was, as I reached for it, was the Komoizumi Daijinjo, which is the autumnal elixir. No, correction, I wrong one. I got the Akitabare Junmai, which is the Northern Skies.
All right.
Excellent. Tots.
Sweet.
Corn dogs. You need those in the place to come out your way. Just take a table space if you want.
Yeah,
get rid of those. Yeah. Here's the perfect. Thanks.
Anything else? You're
good. No, we're good. Alright. We're rapidly running out of space here. Alright.
Should have gone with a bigger table.
Probably should have, right. But we hadn't planned on doing this. But anyway, but yeah, the sake I got. Now, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, the sake here, they only have one that is available by the cup or by the glass. They have a draft sake. This was not one of them, so you had to get the whole bottle. Now, granted, I'll be able to take this fucker home
right.
And cradle it as I sleep.
And if we find out that we can't, then it's going to be an interesting night. Because we're staying here until we polish that son of a bitch off.
Fuck you. No, I'm taking it home. Fuck you.
What happens if you can't?
Then I will leave it behind. I'm not drinking the entire fucking bottle tonight. I got stuff to do.
We could do it.
No. I have stuff to do tonight.
You have nothing to do tonight.
I have stuff to do.
Sir.
Anyway. But yeah, the sake is it's very good. It's it's kind of a medium body sake. It's not quite... and I'm terrible with the terminology, but it's not quite like the cloudy style. This is a clear sake.
Yeah.
But it's not like some sakes you get, they're almost champagne-like, and how dry and crisp they are. This is kind of middle ground between those two. So it's got a little bit of an earthiness to it. I like it. I normally go on the more. I don't like sparkling, which is weird because normally I'm all about the bubbles, but the sparkling sake I'm not normally down for. But this is, I normally go for the lighter, the crisper side. But this is a good kind of compromise. It's very tasty.
A happy medium, if you will.
Yes. So,
food has arrived.
Food has arrived.
And we decided we're kind of at a different type of place that we would normally go to. So we decided to stick to an all appetizers ordeal.
Yes.
I have in front of me the house-made tater tots. And the tater tots are served with a Gruyere and bacon sauce. I don't really taste the bacon at all. I haven't brought it up to my snout yet to give it a good smell yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I still don't smell it. But it's in there, apparently. You're already snacking down on the duck sausage blue corn dogs.
Yes.
That is served with the house-made catsup and mustard. And how are they?
They're freaking amazing.
Are they?
They're awesome.
You literally inhaled it.
Yeah, it's a blue corn coating.
Okay.
Which is very light. And instead of a... It's a sausage in name only.
Okay.
It's there's no casing. So it's okay. Basically like it's ground beef filled. In this case, ground duck. But it is fantastic. It's nice and flavorful. It's got a good, it's nice and fatty.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a little bit of that greasiness to it, but it's not greasy like, it's greasy like duck is.
Well, duck fat makes the world go around.
Exactly. But it is very good. I was a little hesitant with the blue corn because I'm not a big blue corn guy.
Right.
But it's damn tasty. The ketchup is okay. I'm trying the mustard now. Ooh, mustard's fantastic too.
Yeah.
It's almost fruity.
It is.
Yeah.
The mustard is also with the house-made tureen, which we also have. Pork tureen, house-made mustard and The cutest little apples ever.
They're precious, almost.
They're very good, though.
Yeah.
Extremely sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A little crostini. You want that piece?
What is that, an almond or something in there?
I have no idea.
Some sort of nut.
Pocket of fat, maybe.
No, it's not fat. That's hard. That's something. Something funky. I don't really trust it. But. So I guess I expected a terrine. Oh my god.
All right.
It's a very crusty crostini.
Mm-hmm.
I expected the terrine. This could be just a lack of knowledge on my part, but I expected the terrine to be similar to the Craftsman, the Rillette. This is much more shaped.
Closer to a pâté.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking like in consistency.
Right.
You know.
Good though.
Mm-hmm.
That mushroom is phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good.
I think it's got a really burnt, crispy. So how's it going for you, man? I'll try this with the ketchup.
Pretty good.
Really, that's all you got?
Really, that's pretty much all I got.
Terrible.
Well, I went to a restaurant. I'm not necessarily going to throw out the name.
Okay.
Because we could end up going to it at some point.
Okay.
Ooh. And here, let's switch plates here.
These tater tots are very interesting.
Yeah. Went to a restaurant this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I have this ongoing skills testing that I have to do for work.
Okay.
It requires me to study, but also take these online courses. It's quite possibly one of the stupidest things that I've ever been made to do for work. But I have to do it, so I'm going to suck it up. Needless to say, I can't really work at home. It's impossible for me to work at home.
Okay.
I can't. I have to go to a coffee shop or something like that to, you know, put on some music and just work.
Yeah.
I'm tired of going to coffee shops. I'm tired of coffee right now. So I used the Wi-Fi finder on my phone to find the nearest place that had
Wi-Fi.
And I grabbed a beer at this place and enjoyed the beer and then decided I was just going to order a light dinner. So I ordered a salad. Standard spinach salad with a warm bacon dressing.
Okay.
Typically comes with a little bit of egg on top, a hard-boiled egg on top, red onions, croutons, and a little bit of bacon, and then bacon in the actual dressing.
Uh-huh.
Just nothing special.
Uh-huh.
I brought up an interesting point to you regarding the salad, in that it is the first time that I can remember where a meal was truly ruined by the plating of said dish.
I believe what I called you at that point was a ponce.
Now, for those who aren't worldly traveled like yourself, what is a ponce?
Ponce is, I believe it's British, or in that area. And it's basically a dandy, basically a very, I guess a similar, more modern version of that would possibly be like a metrosexual, just very, very fancy, very frilly. It's strictly men, you know. There is a bit of a crossover in you know, a anti-homosexual epithet, but I do not mean that in any stretch. It's just to me, it's just a very, very fancy and frilly to the point of almost being a little embarrassing. And to me, like we talked about this a little bit, and to me, the number one criteria I have for food is the taste. And any sort of
Same thing for me.
I know. Yeah. And that, you know, it goes into taste, goes into texture. I mean, all the basically the eating process.
But isn't the visual, the plating part of it?
To me, the plating is extra credit. If it's good, then that's great. Like, you know, I'll give you points on that. Like, for example, the corn dogs we had. It was two corn dogs. They were crossed. He had a little. It was almost kind of a bit of a smiley face kind of routine going on because he had a mustard nose and the swoop of the ketchup was kind of a face, kind of a clown face with corn dogs. So it's like I'll give you that. But if it's bad, there's no points deducted, as far as I'm concerned. As long as it's good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's part of why I can accept something at a Perkins or a Greasy Spoon to the same level that I can take a place like this, which is a little more upscale in terms of the cuisine.
Okay.
Plating it will always be secondary to me.
Okay.
I deduct no points, is what I'm saying.
Do not pass go.
Exactly.
How are you doing?
Good.
Very good.
How was corn dogs?
Very good.
You're awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Destroy them. Thank you.
Anything else on here?
Not right now.
I think we're good right now. Thank you.
Do you guys need to get some more water?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Yeah. So before we continue with your complaining, corn dogs, what'd you think?
I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them. I think you're right with the meat. It was damn good.
Yeah, it's. You may not be able to tell by our somewhat subdued tone, but for me it was a bit of a revelation. Because it's just like I don't want anything else now.
Revelation or revolution? Do you want will you not eat another corn dog?
I'll still eat a corn dog.
That does not contain duck or duck fat.
I haven't had a lot of duck in my life.
Okay.
But I think the duck that I have had recently, and I'm including this, has almost elevated duck to the level of lamb for me.
Well, it's cute.
It is cute.
It does
fit the larger theorem.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. To a T.
Yeah.
Almost, you know. Yeah. I'm surprised we don't eat more baby chicken.
Well, yeah, chicken nuggets, isn't that?
Wow.
That's not chicklets?
I don't think so.
I don't think so? No. So, okay. Explain your ponciness here.
I'm going to dress the plate for you.
Okay, dress it for me.
Triangular-shaped plate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which that in and of itself bothers me, but whatever.
Right. I hate funky-shaped plates.
I had nothing against with funky-shaped plates. But I'm all about efficiency.
Right.
And if you look at geometry, I'm going to bring math into this.
All right.
The triangle has the worst whatever the definition.
Surface area.
No, well, it's got the least surface area for the dimensions.
Okay.
You know, because the circle is perfect. It has the highest ratio of surface area to circumference.
Yeah.
Triangle, the exact opposite.
Right.
And that's just inefficient.
I agree.
I demand a big canvas with which to bestow my art of eating upon.
Okay.
Not saying I don't dig, you know, with, you know, square plates, any sort of rectangular thing, I can get with that because there's a
you can roll with that.
You can kind of fit it into your table. Triangle, you either have the triangle pointed towards you.
Right. There's no
in
good
which
way
case,
to do it.
You know, and if you have it, you know, if you have
it, you can't have it off center because then it's just the fork doesn't have anywhere to go.
Exactly. And if you have the flat side toward you,
right,
then you have all that wasted space.
Right. And then it's just sadness when you get to the end.
Exactly. Exactly. Triangle plate that bad.
Right. So they mounted the spinach.
Okay.
Over this plate. I mean, it's a massive pile of spinach. Now, when you add any sort of liquid to spinach, it breaks down. It gets small,
mm-hmm.
which I can understand the size. But then in each corner of the triangle, they put
the different toppings of each. So the croutons were down here in one corner.
Okay.
The bacon was down here in another corner.
Okay.
And the egg was down here in another corner.
Okay.
Now, they've mounded the plate up so much that there's nowhere to mix said...
You see, that's... Okay, I'll let you finish.
There's no surface area to mix said dressing into salad that is on a separate plate altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not a big thing because the salad actually tastes pretty good, and they used all fresh ingredients and whatnot. But I thought it was just so stupid that everything was all in these little pockets that I had to put the whole thing together myself. I don't. If I'm ordering a salad, that's half the reason why I'm ordering a salad. I don't want to do the work. If I have to do anything more than cover it with dressing and cut it, I'm working too hard. I don't want to put it in. Because there was so much of it,
uh-huh.
I had to use my little bread plate to kind of fork off, you know, the croutons and everything onto one plate so I could reassemble everything the way it was supposed to be done properly.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of ruined the whole thing for me.
See, that I will get you.
Okay.
Okay, that I will grant you, all but right. The way you phrased it, was like, I can't enjoy this food. Like,
no,
food
it was,
is ruined.
No. It was it was fundamentally an issue with the... With
your problem was an engineering issue.
Correct.
It wasn't... Because the way you described it to me, it was just like, you know, this is ugly. Send it away.
No. It was a functionality thing.
Uh-huh.
Part of a plating for me is the functionality of it all.
Mm-hmm.
If I have chicken and waffles, I want the chicken on top of the waffles, not to the side, because I want to pour maple syrup all over the whole shooting match.
And when I have chicken and waffles,
right,
I have them at two separate meals,
right,
because that's the way God intended.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's in the same vein.
Yeah. You know,
I'm not
have it one stack to another. I have them hours apart from
you
each other.
You say potato, I say potato.
Exactly.
That being said, there was just something fundamentally wrong with it. And to me, if I have to work to assemble my meal, unless I'm having fajitas, I don't want to work that hard. And I've made that decision.
I want to interrupt you for a brief second. I don't care. Excuse me. I think we're going to order some more stuff.
What do you want?
Can we get the meat and cheese plate and the mac and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Cool.
I don't care how old I'm going to get. Vagitis is always going to be funny to me. And it could be because deep down inside, I'm a 13-year-old boy.
Every once in a while, that joke makes an appearance.
Yeah.
It's typically in an animation, but it's still funny. Like, most recently, I think it was used in Family Guy.
Mm.
I'll have 13 chicken fajitas.
It's a funny word.
It's hilarious because it's kind of, for some reason, there's a dirty connotation to it.
For some reason, really, you can't decipher what the dirty connotation could be?
It's a loose connotation.
No pun intended.
No, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Even I'm offended by that.
Yeah. But I agree. But going back to it.
Yes, sorry.
Unless I'm ordering fajitas. That's as much as I really want to work with a meal.
Or something like the terrine, where you had a bunch of different things and you kind of assembled.
Yeah, exactly. But I also can leave stuff off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same concept, right, as the fajitas.
The thing with a salad is that everything is meant to be eaten as a whole. You get a little bite of this, a little bit of that, and it all comes together to make
it
happy.
I think part of it is people have different, and this is something I've learned as I've been watching the cooking shows.
All right.
Particularly like the competition shows.
Okay.
People have very different definitions of what a salad is.
Right.
To me, a salad is a construction of ingredients that is just kind of smashed together. Okay.
Not separate. Right.
Other people seem to think, and part of it is this whole weird deconstructed fad.
I hate that. I freaking hate that. Stop doing that, people. Stop fucking doing that. That's stupid.
I think.
And
I'm not necessarily gonna say it's stupid, but I think it's a cop out. I think it is. It is the compare and contrast paper that you write in college 1,000 times. It's like, if you can't think of anything else, Just do that.
I know I was watching Top Chef either this season or the season before that, and Tom Colicchio called doing a deconstructed dish as a cop-out.
Yes.
I actually said those words.
Yeah.
You have a great food mind.
It implies, thank you, it implies more thought than it really involves.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I do not want a deconstructed tater tot hot dish. Then I just got...
You just got tater tots and gravy.
Exactly.
Which would be good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the tater tots we had, I destroyed them.
Yeah, I didn't have more than about two of them.
It's not like I handcuffed you.
Well, I'm going to eat this.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right.
What did you think of the tater tots?
I didn't like them.
And what didn't you like about them?
I think I've just become so accustomed to the store-bought tater tots and or potato olays.
You've become accustomed to shit.
Pretty much.
No, I'm the same way, but I'm that way with fish.
Okay.
Like, when the fiance is out of town, one of the first things I'll buy is a big package of Vandy Camps. Because to me, that's fish. And I realize I'm causing several of our listeners to just bleed
turn
from
awesome.
The eye.
Yeah, exactly. They've already shut it off.
Yeah, that's probably true. But no, that to me, that's what I remember. I've expanded my horizons. I love a good tuna steak on occasion.
Mm.
You know, I haven't quite gotten to salmon yet, but you know, I'm getting there. I'm branching out. But to me, I have cravings for like shitty, greasy, breaded.
But do you make the poor man's tartar sauce with it too?
I do. Should I have a glass of wine?
I'm good right now.
Was. I'm scared.
Wow.
Wow.
that's the best way, like. Yeah, just
peer pressure.
Yeah.
Peer pressure. I like that.
I might actually have a beer though.
No, there you go. No, I'm talking. I can still get you on happy hour too.
Cool. I'll do a Fulton.
Fulton, do IPA or the blonde?
IPA.
Okay, cool. You doing good?
I'm good, man. All right, I got plenty. Hey, just to double check, is there like a recording fee if I want to bring this home or anything like that? That's what I like to hear. Just pour it in a thermos.
Take it to work with you. Put it over your cereal.
No, after today, I nearly cussed out someone. I don't think adding alcohol to my work day is a good idea.
Adding alcohol to my work today would have resulted in me being fired.
Yeah, that same thing.
And probably an assault charge.
Probably. What were we talking about? Hmm. Oh, just being accustomed to the potatoes, or the tater tots.
Right.
To me, now I'm a tater tot connoisseur.
A Toddaholic, if you will.
A Todd Gourmand, as it were. And,
A Todd Gourmand.
That's right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. These were very interesting.
Yeah?
They were very interesting. Now, take it on their own. Now, they came with a Gruyere bacon sauce.
Right.
I agree with you. I did not taste the bacon at all.
No, there's no...
And it could be just because Gruyere is such a strong cheese.
And unfortunately, like, when we were looking at the menu online today, that was the thing.
I gravitated toward that.
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
We have a highly tuned spider sense to seek out
bacon. Sense.
Bacon sense. That we saw bacon on the menu multiple times, but we have never seen a bacon sauce before.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I still think it was a Gruyere and bacon sauce.
Right,
I think it was a grammatical fun.
Yeah, I didn't taste anything.
Yeah, I did not taste any. But the Gruyere, the cheese sauce, I think was good. It was.
It was a little loose, didn't you think?
A little bit, but you know, I think that's okay.
I don't know. I didn't get enough flavor from it. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But the tots on their own, they were extremely dense. Like it was almost like biting into a jelly. Like, you know, like the jelly candies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Not gummy. Like, there wasn't any bounce back.
Right.
But, like a good jelly bean.
Right.
Something like that. It's that similar kind of, like a marzipan kind of...
The tater tots that I like don't have a breading on them. And I think that the times that I've had, like, a house-made tater tots,
mm-hmm.
they put a breading on them.
Okay.
where I want the potato, I want to taste the fried potato, mm-hmm. not fried breading.
Okay.
That's interesting. And that's my thing. And I think that might be why I like the trashier types of tater tots.
Oh, hey.
You know, Orida is all right with me.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
They're not a sponsor. They could be.
Could be. Be a good sponsor.
It would be a good sponsor. No, I see what you're saying. And I kind of agree with you. Like it isn't something that I would like if we come back or if I come back with Heather, which I can see us doing because you know, she's a big wine person.
Right. It's a good place to put the romance inside of it.
It is. No, when you phrase it, put the romance inside, that sounds dirty. But no, I can see us coming back here. And we've been meaning to go to Patisserie for a while because mm-hmm. that's like super uber hip baking place.
Super uber?
Super uber. That's right.
You keep it classy when you talk like that.
I do. That. God, what was it? Somebody, I used the phrase shittily. Like something was shittily done. And somebody I worked with thought that was the funniest thing they'd ever heard in their life.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
English is a very malleable language. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I don't think it's something I would get again.
No.
But I think they were fine. I think they were different. They were different than what I was expecting. They were a little denser because you want tater tots that are hot. And they're almost like flaky.
Right.
Like, you know.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
And these were neither. I mean, they were hot. I shouldn't say that. But like so hot, they risk mouth damage.
Yeah. And it was almost as if the potatoes were a bit whipped inside there.
Yeah, that might be what it was. That might be where that density comes
right.
from.
Right. And I think.
So they're almost like a corn dog application. There you go.
Right.
Clearly the sake is starting to work.
Oh my God.
Heather.
I thought this was going to be pissed off with you.
Yeah.
I want that to change from anything.
That's true. I find new ways to get her pissed at me. Anyway, it'd be nice to actually deserve it this time. But anyway, no, I'm kidding.
Drink up, my friend.
I kid.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay thirsty, man. You know, okay, I want to talk about this. I didn't plan to talk about this, but I want to talk about this because I have gone, especially if you've listened to yet another gaming show, you've heard me rant about marketing.
Okay. About how much you suck at it?
No. About how I dislike it.
Because you suck at it.
There's a chicken and egg issue there. I don't know which
came
first.
No, you pretty much suck at it.
No, I'm not disagreeing that I suck at it. But I'm saying which came first is what I'm saying. But there, every once in a while, there is marketing out there that, against all my better judgment, and despite knowing that it is all bullshit,
right?
I believe, like wholeheartedly, just for maybe even if like the briefest of moments, and then I just feel great shame wash over me. And the Dos Equis, the most interesting man in a world. For the first time I saw that commercial, for a brief moment, I'm thinking to myself, where did they find this guy?
Right.
Like, this guy sounds awesome. And then immediately, like, soon after, I'm like, they fucking made this guy up.
Of course, I'm a retard.
What's wrong with me? But my all-time best of those, where I just bought it hook, line, and sinker, and it continued to buy it for a long time. And granted, I will use the example of I was using the excuse that I was a child at the time.
Okay.
I was probably like 7 or 8. There's commercials for Country Time Lemonade.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait for this one.
And I swear to God, this is burned into my brain.
You're going to have to find the YouTube link for this, by the way.
I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
I guarantee you.
The commercial itself is very innocuous.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's out there, but I can try to find it. But really, I'm gonna explain the whole concept of the commercial.
Okay.
And back in the day, when Country Time had like first come out in the 80s, they were kind of advertised kind of like Pepperidge Farm was.
Exactly.
Where it was, this is a high quality lemonade
like,
dust.
It had like Wilford Brimley in a soft voice.
It was something like that. Yeah. I don't know if it was Wilford, but it was basically it was very cultured, very
not cultured, but
very East Coast, very Martha's Vineyard.
No, it was quiet and serene.
Yes.
And calm.
Yes.
Calm.
Calm. Yes. It was very calm and very stately. How about that? I'll give you stately.
There you go.
Which lends, especially when you're a small child, you tend to believe that a little more. And this particular commercial talked about how scientists, in quotes, scientists have deduced that summers are getting shorter.
That's right. I remember this.
And this terrified me. Like, what the hell? Like, I was upset. Like, I was literally upset. But I'm thinking, like, by the time I get to, like, junior high and high school, the summer's going to be, like, 3 weeks.
But if I drink Country Time lemonade, maybe it'll last a little
longer. No, I never made that connection. But it was just, well, fuck, did scientists say it? I got to believe it. And it was, and I never, I mean, this is the first time I've talked about this to anyone.
Yeah.
And I never had that moment like, God, I'm stupid. But I guess I got distracted with other things and I never really worked through it. But I was watching, I forget what it was. It was another similar kind of ad and they mentioned the same thing. And it just all came back to me like, I remember being terrified that summers were ending because of those damn Country Time people.
You're so stupid.
I was very stupid. I was so very stupid.
Guys, are you homing cheese?
Thank you.
Mac and cheese.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the mac and cheese. We went with the mac and cheese, which looks like it's a motherfucker. Mm.
Yeah, I could have told you that if a bowl comes in another bowl, that
probably
one bowl
hot.
Is going to be hot,
yeah.
And you probably shouldn't grab onto it like that.
And yet, you let me do it.
Just put your hand on that thing, on the bottom of that thing.
Ooh, that's very chilled. I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck me, that hurt.
Way to be stupid.
Yeah, I'm generally stupid.
All right.
So, what do we got here?
A little bit of soppressata.
Okay. Which is a what?
A Italian meat, dried, smoked.
So.
Delicious.
Kind of like a pancetta.
Kind of like a salami.
So yeah, it's like a salami, but like a pancetta application. Yeah. It's very thinly sliced.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I like that.
Mm.
We got the apples return.
Yep. Good fattiness on that meat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm, what's that? There's like a spice.
Like a nutmeg. Tasting.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Nutmeggy kind of stuff.
Nutmeg-ish.
Nutmegoid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That looks
I'm
like
I'm not even going to take a guess at that.
I don't know.
We'll try it. Give it a whirl.
Might be speck. It's extremely fatty. Mm.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is, but it's delicious.
Yeah. Even the fat's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know that something's really good.
Yep. It looks like carrots.
It's pickled carrot.
Pickled carrot. Oh, okay. Like I said, the apples returned.
Just kind of eating my way around the plate. It's kind of fun.
I got some sort of nut creation.
That's a candied walnut. I'm not sure.
I think those are cashews.
Think so?
Maybe. I don't know. They're all yours. I don't care. And then you've got what looks like a Gruyere.
This is when I find out it's a hazelnut and I'm allergic to it.
We got a Gruyere and a... take a break of it. Ooh, try that. That's extremely good.
I know you don't like nuts, but you should really try that.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
It's sweet like a candy. It's literally like candy. And I would actually...
Try that cheese.
I actually take a sip of water before you have that.
Right. That, I think, is like a mozzarella. Or like a Parmesan. Something very light. I have no idea what that is.
Huh.
Fucking hell. God damn it.
That's in no man's land. It's in here. No, it's in between the two bowls.
Oh, is it? Oh.
It's like candy. But it's like Christmas candy.
Yeah. Still all yours. Still all yours. The mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Which you're welcome to try.
I will.
It's good. Looks like it's a thick rotini with, and my guess is at least two different kinds of cheese, and then breadcrumbs on top. A little bit of herbs there. Don't know what kind. But it's good. I mean, it's mac and cheese. You know, hard to fuck that up.
I honestly don't. I think you're right with the mozzarella, but yeah. I think it's like an aged mozzarella.
Yeah, that's pretty possible. So I'm gonna create something here.
It's just it's got a good flavor. You just do like a meat cheese apple sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done, sir.
That's what I got intended.
What we got going on in the center?
I don't know.
I know we have.
Looks like some sort of apricot preserve.
The mustard's made a return.
Yep.
Try a little bit of this. See what we got going on here. Try a little bit more of that. I actually need to wipe the slate clean here.
Mmm. Those pickled carrots are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Holy shit.
I think it's dates.
You try it.
Like a date preserve. Apricot?
I think that is apricot. No. Might be like an apricot. Maybe even a fig.
There you go.
That could be. That's it. Might be a fig. That's probably some sort of blackberry.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
I'm getting good at this.
That's good.
It's a little seedy for me, but...
Oh, you know what I'm going to do?
No. Don't do that. You risk your soul.
Do a little bit of the cheese and the blackberry. See what happens. It defied all laws of physics, but that worked. I think I might have upset the space-time continuum, but here we go.
One thing I must say, in all of the places that we've gone to, any place that offers a meat and cheese plate,
yeah,
I have never been disappointed.
Oh, it's always been good.
It's always been good. And part of it, I think, is because there's a certain kind of class of place that will do that.
Well, especially if they're doing their own charcuterie, whatever. I don't know the plural name of it, but...
Meat.
Meat and meat forms. But places like Craftsman that are doing their own stuff.
Red Stag. Right. Had a great meat plate.
Oh. Meat just plate just sounds kind of dirty, too.
It does.
Alright, switch.
Alright, I'm going to take one parting bite.
Fine, I'm going to finish off the nuts.
Fine. So I did want to talk about something real quick.
Okay.
And I'm a little upset that this particular place, while it has a fine beer menu, which, by the way, what did you get, by the way?
I had a Fulton IPA. Excuse me. I'm trying to do this while I'm not chewing.
Yeah.
Fulton is a local brewery.
Mm-hmm.
It's their IPA. That's very good. Very good. I like it.
I was a little upset that they did not have any dogfish head here.
A dogfish head?
Yes. You can get it at the Four Firkins, for example. They do. It's another kind of craft brew place. I believe it's out of the Pacific Northwest, but I'm not sure. I could be wrong. It might be California. I don't know. But they do like a pumpkin ale. They do. They have a Namaste, which I think is an IPA. They do some good stuff. Well, the head guy, the founder of that, whose name escapes me right now because I left the article at home because I'm stupid, has been given his own show on Discovery.
I saw this.
Yeah, there's a new show, debuts on the 21st, so next week. It's called Brewmasters, and it's basically about this guy who Dogfish Head is known for kind of doing funky stuff. I think they were one of the first ones to do like pumpkin ales and things like that. You know. And he travels around the world to find cool ingredients to make beer with.
Mm-hmm.
And in the little preview of the show, they talk about how he goes to Italy with Mario Batali.
Okay.
To get get Italian stuff.
Makes sense, Indian.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes to this other place and he decides he wants to try to make the first tomato-based beer.
That actually just made me gag a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm intrigued but a little terrified.
That don't sound right.
No. But it's cool because it looks like this guy is... He reminds me a lot of the Summit, or not Summit, Sam Adams guy. Jim Dale, I think, is the... No, Jim Dale's the guy who does the Harry Potter audiobooks. Jim or something.
Oh, God.
Whatever, the Sam Adams guy.
Right.
You see him on the commercials. And where he's talking about adding all these... Going to all these places to get, you know, vanilla or, you know, Grains of Paradise and all this other brewers and shit. And this strikes me as very similar along those lines. This guy that travels around, talks to cool people, and just talks about beer. And there's been a couple of good beer shows on TV, but none of them, I think, have taken that kind of approach.
Yep.
There's a show on the cooking channel that's about cocktails. I forget what the name of that one is. But the host bugs me. So
I can't watch anything on the cooking channel because it's like the B team.
No, hey, Michael Simon's on there. He's on like four shows on that show.
Like I said, it's like the junior varsity.
Are you are you hating on Michael Simon? You son of a bitch.
I am.
Fine.
You know, he's it's like the B team.
Can't believe you're banging or you're hating on Michael Simon.
I'm bagging.
He's my favorite.
I know he is. And that's actually more the reason why I'm doing it.
You're a hateful man.
You think I hate?
But anyway, the show's Brewmasters.
Yeah.
It's on Discovery. And it looks like it could be a very cool show. I'm going to try to watch it. It starts next Sunday on the 21st.
Right.
I got nothing else to add about that.
Yeah, and it's Jim Cook, by the way.
Jim Cook. I knew it was a Jim. So
that's what I was looking up. I wasn't. Yeah.
No, I know.
What did you think of the mac and cheese? Was that evil ass pickled carrot?
I liked it, but
too much breadcrumb.
Maybe
too much breadcrumb.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't.
I want it as cheesy as possible.
Yeah.
Without overpowering the actual rotini or pasta, set pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But I tasted more of the... I don't want to have the mealiness of the breadcrumb overpowering everything.
I don't know if mealy is the right word, but...
Well, when I think of things like breadcrumbs and oatmeal and shit like that...
Like gritty?
Gritty. I don't want the... that ruins it for me. I'm not saying this has ruined it. I just think lay off the heavy hand of the breadcrumbs and...
I thought it was fine on the breadcrumb. But, I mean, it was a decent... Craft mac and cheese. No, I don't say. I almost said a craft mac and cheese. But that's not what I'm going for. Craft, like sea craft.
Right. No, it would have been better had the crust been baked onto the top, and instead of having the breadcrumbs mixed together and everything.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be just a little topping on it.
Yep.
Wow, you've gone from.
I'm gonna finish it. Fuck it.
You went from. Getting your hand scalded by it to
I've embraced it.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Not that I'm assuming you're gentlemen. I know sometimes that's insulting.
Yeah.
Especially for him.
Are you working on anything?
No, we're good. I think we're ready for the check.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, I think we can give a final verdict.
Absolutely. I would definitely come back here.
So would I.
I'm more inclined to try the rest of the menu.
Yeah, we got here. We got here in the happy hour.
Right.
So that the dinner menu wasn't really available to us.
No, it was.
Well, if that's the case, then the dinner's a little disappointing because there's not a whole lot of choices.
Well, it's a small boutique restaurant.
I suppose.
I mean, it's a small kitchen. They can only push out so much stuff. So.
I don't know. I guess to me, looking at this menu. Yeah, okay, this is the dinner menu, so I was wrong. Looking at this dinner menu, looking at the creativity and the interesting stuff that they do with the small bites, I don't see that carrying over to the bigger stuff. I mean, it's the bigger stuff, it's you got a burger, you got polenta, you got a fettuccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but I still think
I'm sure I'm sure they're well done. I'm sure they're mm-hmm. they're very fine. It's just I didn't see that kind of creativity.
I was left wanting more of certain things, but not wanting other things.
It tends to be the way these appetizer shows go.
Well, and I think that, again, rings true. So.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. The big thing for me was were the meats and the meat... on the meat and cheese plate, I thought the sopressata and whatever the other mystery meat was very, very good. I liked the pork tureen.
I was kind of middle on that.
Was disappointed with the tater tots, and was kind of middle of the road. And I like the corn dogs.
Yeah, I love the corn dogs. But
again, the mac and cheese was kind of like I didn't necessarily need it.
Yeah, I got it just to try it. Yeah. I think we would have been satisfied with just that meat plate, right. But I wanted, like, you know what, we're doing most of the small bites menu anyway. Let's just try it.
I would have probably tried either one of the salads, like they have a roasted beet salad. Mm. Or they have an olive plate.
It's harder to share a salad.
Could have done the popcorn too. The porcini popcorn.
Yeah, we didn't do this, but I've seen this a couple of places. I don't get the meat with popcorn. I don't get that idea.
Why not? It's meat and corn.
Well, could also be because I don't like popcorn. But
do you not like popcorn? Do you not like popcorn?
I don't. It's.
I don't. Like, I don't get you. I don't get you. Do you not like popcorn? You communist.
No, it's just
you red serving commie bastard. How do you not like popcorn?
It gets stuck in your teeth.
I know. It's a little bit for later.
It's rarely that good tasting.
You were high as a kite.
The only way. If I was high as a kite, I'd be eating popcorn.
Obviously, I haven't drank enough.
Obviously not. No, I've never been a huge fan of popcorn. It's dry. It's way too dry. And, you know, it's just, I've never been a huge fan.
Sir.
Never been a huge fan. Plus, you know, if you make it at home, you got the little duds at the bottom, and that's just lame.
I love those, the old maids.
Oh,
I love the old maids.
Why even cook them at that point?
Chew them.
Why? No, I'm insane. Why even microwave them at that point?
Because then they get a little bit soft and they're pliable and they're kind of crunchy.
Oh, God.
I love
popcorn. Ah. I hate it.
A little butter, a little salt, and Parmesan cheese. Change your life.
No.
But it's got to be like the cheap craft Parmesan cheese, too. I can't do my brick of grated.
I can't do it. I think it's general. I don't like really dry food.
Right.
So
that's why you have like a big old beer with it, or a big mess of milk.
God,
I like milk and pickles.
This sounds disgusting.
Too. I like milk and pickles.
Are you sure
too.
You're not pregnant?
Peanut butter. God. Dip the whole thing together, wash it down with milk.
Oh yuck! God, I'm vomiting on the inside.
Oh please! I'm
vomiting in my
please.
Mind. Anyway,
I'm classy as hell.
I would totally come back. I mean, they've got a very good sake selection.
Keep drinking there, Holmes.
Shut up. I had a belch there. Very good sake selection.
Good.
Fucking hate you. the wine list is huge, as would make sense. They got an okay beer list, you know.
But they've got good beers.
They've got what they've got on there is good.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of stuff that are like my go-tos.
No. Yeah. But they've got a good cross-section of local stuff.
Yep.
Which is, if you're going to do a place like this and you want to offer beer, that's a great route to go.
Yeah.
Without having to bring in and pay the extreme amount that you would have if you brought in a Budweiser, Miller, Michelob, whatever.
Yeah, you're not going to have to buy...
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to have to buy a certain amount of kegs. They're able to buy this in a small amount because they want the business.
Yeah, Fulton, exactly. Surly, and all the old guys. I don't think Surly's hurting for business, but...
Yeah. No, but if for keg business, they want to be in this type of place.
Yep. So, thumbs up to the King's Wine Bar.
Yes.
We are fans.
We're fans.
The biggest thing for me, the mustard. I think that's my one takeaway. That mustard was probably the best thing we had.
Sopressata.
Sopressata was very good.
Sopressata was my favorite part.
Sopressata, but
even though
mustard,
I let you have the second piece of it.
You didn't let me have anything. I earned it.
You did not. You stole it, you frick bastard. You stole it.
On that note.
Stole it.
Well-fed guide to life is brought to you in part. Shut up.
You stole my heart.
I knew it. Brought to you in part by hopcharts.com for all of your beer listing needs. Shut up. What else? Now I'm forgetting stuff. We do have a Twitter account at twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. And Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguidefpg, I think. Wellfed Guide. No, yeah, it's just Wellfed Guide. We welcome recommendations, comments, things like that. We've been posting questions. We posted a question about the plating thing today. Didn't get any responses, but that's cool. I did get a message when I mentioned we were going to King's that we can't order. Apparently, this place has, quote unquote, the best grilled cheese in the Twin Cities.
I've read about that.
But apparently, that is not on the dinner menu.
No, it's only on the lunch menu.
It's only on the lunch menu. So we did not have it, which is unfortunate because I love grilled cheese. But yeah, we're putting questions up. We're posting articles on the Facebook, and we'd love your comments. We also love the emails at wellfed@fancybestgangsters.com. We haven't talked about it too much yet, but we are trying to raise some money for a studio, and it doesn't really help this show in particular, but it helps all of the other shows. You can check that out at bit.ly/pantscommand. And that'll take you the link to our Kickstarter program that will let you donate some money. And you can also win some stuff as well. So
it's neat.
It's very keen.
And if you want to get us a Christmas present, a new studio would be great. And a great way to contribute to that is to our Kickstarter account.
Absolutely. But there will be more details on that later on, but I wanted to mention that now. Anyway. I guess I'm not forgetting anything else. We did the Hop Chart. We love them. And, I can't think of anything else. So, on behalf of Dave, I want to thank you all for listening. And we will see you guys next week.